Yes, this hobby is unlike many others, that's for sure. And as much as I like to think, it should be different. Let me explain that. For a time, I served the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, the folks that own this repeater. I served on the executive board as a member of the club. Served on the executive board, and let me gather my thoughts a little bit, just a little bit. I kind of lost my track. It's 11 o'clock. Oh, it's almost midnight. And we may have an announcement. There is an announcement if we're not talking. At about 2 minutes before 12, that net mode is turning off. But even now, we should be conscious of... I really don't like timing the repeater out. And I don't believe this machine has a reminder for me, or at least I've never heard it. And I talk a long time. But anyway, so one of the things I like to do is contribute to a club if I get other things out of it. It's worth anything you put into it. Yes, people gain an ability to speak, to put their thoughts into words. Some do, some don't. Some like long QSOs and others find this painful. I don't care how long they've been in the hobby, and I don't really understand that. And I thought, as I said earlier, I thought I wanted to keep my head down. I mean, I was very reluctant to open up and say anything of consequence, take a position on anything. Some things that you want to stay away from because it's nothing but an argument. You know what I'm saying? But there are other things that are worthwhile talking about. And those are the things I want to share. When there's someone that is willing to listen. And there's some folks like that. And then when you are together in person, you can talk about those other things that aren't appropriate over the radio. You know what I'm saying? KK4JBQ.
I know exactly what you're saying. That's what I was saying earlier. There's been times, a few times in the years where I've actually had to turn the radio off listening to a conversation. It was so uncomfortable I just reached up and turned the radio off, but that's been rare. Sometimes I turn it down. Sometimes I'm doing other things. But anyway, Larry, I need to get to bed. I'm stayed up a lot later than I meant to, but I really, really enjoyed talking to you this evening. I really enjoyed the conversation, and just took my mind off some things, so I appreciate that. But I do need to go and get to bed. I got to get up and go to work in the morning. So I hope you have a good evening. Thanks again for the nice, long conversation. I think this is the longest I've probably ever been on the radio at one time, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So... but I do need to go. So I will talk to you again, hopefully soon. KK4JBQ and 4ZLK.
Okay, well, let's not let this be the only time that you have long conversations. I think you're up to it. As long as the conversation is kept under control. I do understand what you mean about conversations that you really don't have much to add to or don't feel comfortable in. We've all been there, I suppose. But this hobby has so many good things in it. And, you know, we can fill up all the time in the world with the good things. We don't have to focus on the bad. They won't take care of themselves. That's not what I'm saying. We can take care of those in other ways. But let's let what we let out of our mouths over the air, where anybody can be listening, stuff that... your mama could listen to, or your children can listen to. and maybe even get something out of it. Who knows? Jamie, it's been a pleasure, and I wish you a good night's rest. N4ZLK, this is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
Have a good night. Enjoyed it. N4ZLK.